Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, so let's talk about, this actually comes from my mom. She asked me to speak about this on Blackout. Is chivalry dead, right? So I'm a play a game. I'm gonna talk about some top chivalry things, and I want to see how you, and then the audience can participate as well, right? So okay, holding the door for a woman. Do you do this every time? Do you do this sometimes? Do you do it for your significant other? Do you do it for any woman? What's the proper etiquette for holding a door for a woman?
Yeah, if we're together, for sure. Like, well, even like if I see someone elderly, like I'll go out of my way to do that. But yeah, if I'm in a relationship, yeah, I'm gonna hold a door and be chivalrous. Now, if I'm just in New York and Midtown, may not. Just being honest, but. For elderly, and if I'm in a relationship, yeah. But if I'm in Manhattan, nah. Mm-mm. And plus, people in Manhattan get mad for you holding the door because then they got to run across the street real fast. So, yeah, I'll hold the door.
What about strangers?
Yeah, I'm a kind person. Contrary to my online persona, I'm really nice in real life. So, yeah, I'll do that.
Do you expect, if you hold the door for a stranger, do you expect them to say thank you?
Or at least a head nod. That's the worst, because I could have slammed the door. You know what I mean?
That's my pet peeve, especially, you know, I hate to bring race into this, but I think it's the right thing to do to hold the door for a stranger if it's a woman, if it's reasonable, right? If you're like 100 yards away, let's not get crazy about this, right? I'm not going to hold the elevator if you're 600 feet away. It's awkward.
Are you staring in the eyes, the elevator closed though?
Yeah, almost some Tupac and Juice type shit.
For real.
But if all right, if I'm opening the door for you, I think you should say thank you, especially if you're a white person, right?
Oh, they give you this say?
No, I've seen it before where it's like they don't say, look, I'm not your doorman, right? So, like, let's not, no disrespect to any doorman, but I'm not a doorman, right? So if it's like, if I hold the door for you, and even if I was a doorman, say thank you. Because this brings back trauma. This brings back emotional trauma, like, that I don't...
Are you?
Like, not in my own personal life, but, like, deep-rooted in the DNA.
Got you, okay.
Right? Like,
got you.
If I hold the door for anybody, I think they should say thank you. Especially a white person. I've seen this happen before. I've seen people flip out on this, like they hold the door, no acknowledgement, like not even an eye contact.
Walk right past you. Yeah.
And then I've seen dudes like, you're welcome. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that. Like, this isn't 1950 in Alabama. So I think etiquette goes on both ways. Definitely hold the door. But if I hold the door, you should at least say thank you. Right. That's the least that you can do. All right. So the hold the door situation, that happens as long as it's a reasonable time. I'm not waiting 5 minutes. And like you said, if we're in Manhattan, I got to go somewhere. I'm sorry. The elevator, you can catch the next one coming up. Yeah. Okay. Carrying bags. Right. You carrying bags?
Get a context for where.
Okay. You see a woman, let's take the relationship part of out of it. You see a woman walking into a building that you're walking into, a residential building. Like, you don't know her, but she's walking into a residential building that you may live in. Let's say you live in an apartment. She lives, she obviously probably lives in an apartment as well. And she has two grocery bags. Are you going out of your way to say, let me help you with your bags?
Not over two grocery bags. That's thirsty. Like, fellas, y'all gotta quit using the chivalry shit to try and get your little bullshit off and be awkward. You acting like old boy from last week. Let me clear your bags. But speaking of which, you ever read Why Women Have Sex and Orgasm All Night? Nah, bro. Just grab the Latula bags and keep it moving. Now, if she's struggling, 6-7 bags, got kids, cool. But just on the two, nah, quit being creepy.
Well, I think so. Context is extremely important, right? If it's an older woman, if it's an old woman, or like you said, if it's a mom, she got seven different bags, I'll at least offer, hey, do you need some help? I'm not taking nobody's for you. I won't take the bags out your hand. Hey, can I help you?
Can I take the
But this is how you gotta be. This is the delicate line. If it's an attractive woman, right? If it's a young, attractive woman, dude definitely would use that as a pickup, right?
As that entry, yeah.
And then, you could just be trying to be a good dude too. That's another part of it. You could just try to be a good dude.
You're a good dude, overrated, yo.
But then they take that as you trying to talk to me, right?
Yeah.
That's a very delicate line to walk. Very delicate.
Super. You got to move. And if she didn't give you the love, look away, vibe, didn't give you no signals that she was interested, leave it alone. Because you don't want to get labeled a creep. Then you're going to end up on a Facebook page. Oh, your man was trying to holler at me in the elevator when I had my little Randall's bags. Nah. Mm-mm. So.
All right. Okay. So that's touch and go. Okay. What about walking on the outside for your relationship? Or any woman actually that you know, a friend, girlfriend, whatever. Do you walk on the outside of the sidewalk?
In relationship, yes.
Or is that overrated?
I mean, the truth is, like, if we're looking at actual mechanics, if the fucking Bentley Mussein, it's gonna hit both of us. But I'll die first. Cool. What difference do it make? You're gonna be mangled too. For a relationship, yes, I'm gonna protect, keep space so they don't have to worry about nothing. But just a random stranger, am I like going to the outer curb on fit? No, nah. Nah. Every man for himself if I don't know you.
Car door. Are you opening the car door?
Every time.
Huh?
In a relationship, every time.
Every time.
But I'm looking to see when I get in too. Are you, what was that, Bronx Tale?
You're
gonna open the door for me too. I need reciprocation.
But I think it's sometimes it's if you're in a parking garage and it's a tight squeeze, is it really necessary for me to
open? But if that's your bae, that's when you get the love. You let me off real quick.
No, I'm just is it completely
not necessary?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it completely necessary? Every single moment?
No, but I think it's appreciated.
For sure.
And my thing is, like, if you're in a relationship, do all the things you would do if you're trying to take somebody else's girl while in a relationship.
Trying to take somebody else's girl. All right, last thing before we move off the chivalry thing. Are you laying a coat over a puddle for your girl to walk over?
Women don't even like walking outside when it's wet. Like, but I'm not taking off my blazer to lay it. Like, this ain't Disney. No, I may pick you up and, you know, we can slosh through the rain together, but nah. Hell no, no.
That's probably the most exact
egregious.
I never in life have seen somebody put their raincoat over a puddle for somebody to walk. I just never in life, and that's
never seen it.
I would never understand why that would be necessary. Why not just walk around the puddle, right? Like, that is the definition of doing too much. Look, I'm all about chivalry, but I'm not gonna ruin my coat.
No, I may give you my coat to put it like over my baby's hair or something.
Yeah, but
cool. But on the ground?
Now you're doing too much. Now you've approached the realm of just doing too much.
Super simp territory, and you ain't getting none. She ain't gonna rain on you not one day if you do that.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.